Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simone Kizabich said the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment is continuing to observe an increase in cases of leptospirosis. She is reminding people that this disease can kill, as she appealed to members of the public to put safety measures in place to protect their water supplies from rodents.
Relative to dengue and leptospirosis, we continue to see sporadic cases, especially of the leptospirosis. And we have to remember that leptospirosis can kill. And we continue again to see persons getting very ill, and some persons can actually die from leptospirosis. And so we are encouraging persons to, again, keep your surroundings clean, store water properly, be very aware of rodents, so rats, mongoose, those things around you, to protect your water supplies and the water supplies of your animals from those rodents.
Dr. Kizabich said they are currently not seeing any increase in cases of dengue fever.
With dengue, we have not seen any increase in activity. Dengue continues to be endemic in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and we urge that persons continue again to keep your surroundings tidy, be careful how you store water, whether deliberately or inadvertently. So cover everything that needs to be covered, empty everything that needs to be emptied.
Dr. Kizabich said leptospirosis spreads mostly when pets get in contact with contaminated water and people interact with these pets. She is appealing to people to engage in activities which will not harbor rodents on their properties to reduce the spread of this disease.
Leptospirosis, as we said, typically spread when either dogs or cats or drink or get in contact with contaminated water, so that the water gets into, whether it's a cut on the skin or in the mouth or whatever. The same thing with humans, cuts on the hands and on your legs also. So farmers, people working around animals, they can get this leptospirosis just by exposure to contaminated water. So the main way in which we can reduce the spread and reduce the likelihood of persons becoming infected with leptospirosis is by making sure you're not attracting or harboring rodents. So if you're feeding your dogs, make sure you feed the dogs and then you remove the food containers from where the dogs are. You know, you clean them out and then you store them away until you feed them again. When you leave those containers out, those would attract rodents.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simone Kizabich. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.